From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A new wave of protests against President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital erupted Sunday in parts of the Muslim and Arab world. Lebanese security forces outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut fired water cannons and tear gas to beat back Lebanese and Palestinian protesters who hurled projectiles at the embassy and burned Trump in effigy. They also burned American and Israeli flags. In Indonesia, home to the world's largest population of Muslims, thousands of protesters mounted a demonstration outside the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Jakarta, while other protests occurred in Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, Malaysia, Egypt, and the Palestinian territories bordering Israel. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, defended the president's decision in an interview on CNN. She said, "Israel already has numerous government agencies in Jerusalem. Why shouldn't we have the embassy there?" She said Trump did the will of the American people by making a decision that previous U.S. presidents refused to do. Earlier Sunday, the Arab League called the decision a dangerous development that places the United States at a position of bias in favor of the occupation and the violation of international law and resolutions. The statement was issued after an emergency meeting of League foreign ministers in Cairo. It also said Trump's decision strips the U.S. of its role as a sponsor in the Mideast peace process. This is VOA News. A mass vaccination campaign is getting underway to stop diphtheria from spreading among Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says her agency is working with the Bangladesh Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, the UN Children's Fund, and partners to contain the spread of diphtheria, a highly infectious respiratory disease. She says this is being done through treatment and prevention.
For example, WHO assisted for the basic training of vaccinators in several places in Cox's Bazar for a vaccination campaign targeting all children up to 6 years with vaccines which protect against diphtheria and other respiratory diseases.
As a preventive measure, WHO and partners previously provided more than 700,000 people in Cox's Bazar with oral cholera vaccine to protect them from that disease. They also recently completed a mass campaign to vaccinate more than 350,000 children against measles and rubella. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of people rallied in Ukraine Sunday to protest the arrest of opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili, calling for his release and the impeachment of President Petro Poroshenko. Ukrainian officials have accused Saakashvili, whom they arrested Friday, of abetting an alleged criminal group led by former President Viktor Yanukovych, who was himself pushed from power in 2014 and fled to Russia. And they've suggested that his protests are part of a Russian plot against Ukraine. A day after he declared a hunger strike, his supporters took to the streets of Kiev to demand his release. And Alabama's senior senator, Republican Richard Shelby, said Sunday that his state, quote, deserves better than the election of Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore. Moore has been accused of sexual improprieties with teenaged girls 4 decades ago when he was in his 30s. Shelby has been in the Senate for 3 decades. He told CNN he has already cast an absentee ballot ahead of Tuesday's special election, writing in the name of a, quote, distinguished Republican that he refused to name. He said, "I'd rather see the Republican win, but I would hope that Republican would be a write-in." He said, "I couldn't vote for Roy Moore. I didn't vote for Roy Moore. I'd rather see another Republican in there, and I'm going to stay with that story." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.